B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. But still, it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You missed. You missed, Hardy. You missed. Shooting the empty wipes container across the room.
That's a tough angle, small target, and it was in and out.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
Football.
Good. Really good.
Football season starts today.
So I don't have a microphone cover.
It's okay.
Is that a the peas are going to pop.
You pop popping your peas.
Popping,
your popcorn.
Popping, popping.
All right.
I got to get one. I love
it. Hey.
I'm having unprotected. Unprotected show right now.
How about that right in?
Unprotected takes.
These are unprotected takes.
What? You doing the hangover now?
Oh, yeah.
How about that right in?
How about that right in? I actually got in early. I had time to stop at a phenomenal South Shore breakfast eatery.
Oh, that means you're in Milton because you're calling it South Shore. So you're making fun of Sosie.
Bingo.
You were in East Milton Square and you stopped at Stella's.
Phenomenal breakfast. Starting my day right.
Back open? They busy?
Back open.
Good.
Back,
glad
yeah,
to
busy.
Hear that.
Good to see him. I like it. You know what I like? I like they have the counter seats.
Oh,
yeah. You can sit by yourself.
So when you're by yourself, it's not weird.
Yeah, because you don't want to be like that loner. Look at that loser.
I'm with you.
Loser sitting in a booth by himself.
T-Bone did it right today. He put the fear of God into us with the traffic without saying, bad traffic today. All he did was he texted, 8:45 and said,
right.
Hope everyone's on time. And kind of left it up to you to decide.
I told him that when I got that text, I think it was at about 8:50, I grabbed everything and ran. So... good job, T-Bone.
He has better messaging than Louth does. Like, Louth will take a picture of his screen time, like, 2.5 hours from Warwick to Boston.
Yeah, and like, all that does is
that doesn't apply to me.
Well,
but I don't live in Rhode Island. I don't need that.
Don't live in Rhode Island.
Plus, I view that as a
chance. So says it all the time. Don't live in Rhode Island.
Don't live in Warwick.
Sorry, Artie.
I see that as a challenge. I'm like, Louth is going to take that much time. Watch how fast I can get there. But when T-Bone just says something it's almost...
Look at this. Dennis is here.
Oh, nice.
Shocker.
Mint microphone condom.
Thursday. Dennis
That's very nice.
Go ahead.
How about some wipes? You guys get any wipes down there in engineering?
Jesus.
He's on it. There you go.
Triathlete. He doesn't mind doing another set of stairs.
Yes, he is looking very fit these days.
Yeah.
Do you know my best Dennis story? We were at an away game, and we had credential issues, and I told the lady there that he was in Jaws 2. He was one of the actors.
And you knew this story, Hardy.
She went crazy.
Did Hardy know this story?
I don't think he did.
I heard the story 3 minutes after it happened, and they...
And I'm like, listen to me, guys. Roll with it. The five of us are there, like, got all our bags, our equipment.
They eventually were like, oh, my God, you were.
You are him.
What actor did you say he was?
The one, you know, with the shark ate him. She's like...
There's more than one.
Holy crap. She goes, hold on.
Where were we? Miami?
I don't know where were down. It was Super Bowl, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Where the hell were we? Was that a Super Bowl? I was there.
Yeah. But he had issues. I'm like, he was in Jaws too. And she's like,
so was it,
him.
It was Atlanta. We were in Atlanta.
Was that Atlanta, Dennis?
Was that Atlanta?
The Jaws story? No. Get in here.
Maybe you were away and it was on headset.
But they ended up sending.
I remember when this happened. Where were we?
Cincinnati.
Oh, so I did get it on headset.
But he ended up getting the Jaws official Jaws poster sent to him. Like,
you haven't seen the sock puppet, have you?
I don't know what cast member he would have been that would be age appropriate for.
All they
what
kept
he is
saying
now.
Was he was in Jaws 2, and the woman then all of a sudden believed it. It was like, care. Oh like, my roll, God, roll you're right. It. They didn't show any pictures. And how they many, just kept hammering the point. How many, he was in Jaws 2.
How many years ago was this? Did this happen?
Five.
Okay, so.
Six?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Two years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I got CT. What the hell I know?
The movie was out 40 years ago, 1978.
Not only that, how about the fact that they said Jaws 2? That was the best. That was my favorite part of the story.
Yeah, yes.
They didn't say he was in Jaws. They said he was in Jaws 2.
Well, everybody remembers Jaws. Like, okay, you weren't Hooper. You weren't Quint. Okay. You weren't Chief Brody. You weren't one of the kids.
But you could have said he was one of the kids. The movie is how many years old?
He could have been on that board in the middle when they had to go to the town board of selectmen. When they had the big meetings
those were
with the
all
mayor.
Old people. Those were all they wanted their businesses back
yeah,
on a paying basis.
Most of the people
basis.
Are dead.
They
look
like they were all in the Warren Commission. Like, that's how old they looked at that
Brody's
time.
Dead. Quint is obviously Chief Brody, dead. I mean,
I don't think Chief Brody aged. Like, I could say, hey, he was Chief Brody. Wow. Yeah, he didn't age. But if you go with Jaws 2, it's more nondescript.
All right, I'm going to pull up some photos. You show me which one you told people.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. He didn't have a specific character.
She goes, oh, my God, it is. We rolled with it, and he got in. No problem. Because he was a superstar.
You know that people must have stories like that.
Yeah.
Just faking it. He was in Jaws 2. You don't remember him?
Just, hey, just got to act it. You got to play it up.
There you go. Thank you, T-Bone. And we're back.
Got your mic? Good?
Yeah, no, okay. I'm good.
You're not popping peas?
No, no more.
Okay.
Did you get wipes? Peas?
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah.
I just need to take one more. I
was
going to
say, don't throw me a single
no,
wipe.
No, I'm not
throw me the whole
canister. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a show. What do you say? Right. Mac Jones, Patriots quarterback, did his weekly quarterback press conference yesterday. And although it's not a Brady press conference, it isn't. It doesn't quite have that same, I don't know, weight.
I think it was in the manner that he was like 2 hours late.
He was late?
I think he was like 2 hours late.
Yeah. I wasn't there covering it, so it didn't impact my life.
Jay Stu was bitching about it.
Oh, why? Were they going to air it?
Of course it's Patriots quarterback's late. No, they weren't going to air it. You know, Jay Stu's going to sit there and wait for it to run on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yesterday he was asked questions about feeling the pressure and about replacing Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Even though Tom Brady has not been here in 2 years, he was asked those questions. Here's that.
You're in the position that a quarterback who was here for 20 years also was in. Do you consider Tom Brady's legacy here as pressure or an opportunity because of the standard he set?
Yeah, I think obviously he's a great player, and the word standard kind of hit me there because we all want to play to that standard, the Patriot way, and really it comes down to just doing your job. So as a quarterback, that's leading the people around me as best I can, and that's also executing the play. So hand it off or throw it. It's pretty much how it comes down to.
Have you reflected on it even once? Because he's been really good.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean,
okay.
He definitely did a good job. And I've when I first got here, just watching tape, I've watched all the quarterbacks. So obviously he was on there and he did a really, really good job. And hopefully I can do a good job too.
Okay, I've been trying to figure this out for about 3.5 months now, who the hell he sounds like. Because he's got that delivery, you know, it's steady and... Remember Back to the Future when Calvin goes in and meets George McFly, his dad? You take your hands off of her.
Oh, all right.
He's got a McFly delivery to him.
A little bit of that.
From Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You're my destiny.
You're my I'm your density.
Yeah. He didn't know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. Oh, used to say that John Henry sounded a little bit like him. Had a little bit of that delivery.
He did, but this
take
one's a little...
Take your damn hands
It's not nerves. It's I want to say all the right things. Patriot, yeah. He's got all the answers, man.
Well, okay, let's talk about this. Should he feel pressure of replacing Tom Brady?
Hell
is that
yeah.
on him?
Naturally, it is, yeah. Yeah. Have the Dolphins replaced Dan Marino yet?
Right. No, they haven't.
We're still counting.
So,
21 later.
I don't think that Mac Jones should have pressure on him to replace Tom Brady. That's not his job. Mac Jones' job is to not beat Tom Brady.
Of course it's
or
not.
To get to the level of Brady, or to be able to do the job well enough so that the Patriots as a franchise can replicate the success that they had with Brady. None of that is on him. We talked so much about nobody wants to be the guy after the guy.
Yeah.
And there was this year of Cam Newton in between Brady and Mac Jones, but everyone looks at Mac Jones as the heir to the starting job in New England, as the long-term starter. Patriots went from Bledsoe, then they went to Brady,
yeah,
and now they're on to Mac Jones. I don't think that pressure belongs on his shoulders.
You know what?
That's not his problem. You know whose problem it is? It's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick should be feeling the pressure of Mac Jones needing to succeed, needing to get the team back to at least close to what they used to be.
He needs the next guy to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's funny you bring that up because we weren't saying this when Jimmy Garoppolo took over for Brady. When Brady got suspended, we weren't like, hey, you got to be Brady. Because there were elements of Jimmy's game that looked different than Tom's. Like Jimmy was a gamer. He'd throw a little off the back foot, but he was compact.
But Brady was coming back. He was not taking over the job. He was filling in.
But even when Jimmy played well in those game and a half he played in, I don't remember any of the dialect being, you got to go out and you got to be Brady. See, the problem with this kid, there's a lot of things he does that resembles Brady. The footwork, the pocket presence, the play fake. You know, Greg Bedard did this on his breakdown of like the All-22. You get it from the rear end where they're looking at the Giants tape and he stops protection. He does a fake snap count. Then he points over here. He gives a guy a route sign. Then he goes to the left. Like, that's the stuff Brady did. And when you look like him, you mimic him, and you do certain things within your game that remind you of what it was, then I think that's where that added pressure builds up and people talk about it more. Like, if this was Trey Lance and it was a totally different skill set, power legs, you know, just throw it 77 yards on a dime, like, you wouldn't say, hey, you got to be Brady. I think this kid, from a pocket standpoint, you take your hand and cover the waist up and hide the 10. Watch the legs. You're like, wow, that's Brady. It's Brady. It's Brady's film. No, that's Mac Jones. Like, there's movement in the pocket that makes you look like him.
All right.
And I think this is why you talk about it.
Mac Jones getting ready for his first start Sunday against the Dolphins. Should the pressure be on him? Should he feel the pressure of filling the shoes of Tom Brady? That doesn't seem right to me. Seems like that pressure is squarely on the head coach, Bill Belichick. Your thoughts on that? 617-779-0985. Plenty more to get to today as we inch closer to the beginning of the NFL season, which is tonight. It begins tonight. It's Brady. It's the Cowboys. We, of course, will be getting to that as well. So go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. You know, it's just something that, you know, you always want to try and, you know, when you're young, you want to play in the NFL, and obviously it's a great opportunity, and, you know, I just got to be prepared and focus on what I need to focus on and just try and block out any distractions and just, like I always say, be a good teammate. Just roll with the punches. It's everything's not going to be perfect, and you just try and have to play each play and move on, and just listen to Josh and coach, and just make sure we're good, and we just play each series.
Mac Jones getting ready for his first start against the Dolphins. Being asked about the pressure, feeling the pressure of becoming the next franchise quarterback of the New England Patriots, following in the footsteps of Tom Brady. I don't put it on him. I hope he doesn't feel like he has to be Tom Brady. I don't think it's going to be helpful.
There's a lot of pressure at the pro shop right now.
I mean,
trying to keep up with the jerseys.
There should be pressure that he feels because he's now a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, that's the good kind, right? Where you're motivated to be better because you just want to be better. Not because you feel like you've got to be the last guy.
Yeah, it's funny because
he shouldn't have to deal with that. That's not on him.
And maybe you did think you were going to sit a little bit, and then your time would come. Yeah, I mean, you're the fifth guy taken in the first round still. Even though you went 15, you're still the fifth guy that went.
Right, that should motivate him, right?
Yeah.
I want to be better than those other four guys.
It should be. Yeah.
Brady wanted to be better than the Brady six.
Right.
He was. Things like that. He's apparently a very serious guy. Trent Brown yesterday saying he's very intense, very serious. That's what Mac Jones is. And everyone is going to naturally draw comparisons to Tom Brady all the time. Oh, he's serious like Brady. Oh, he carries himself like Brady. Oh, Zo just said if you take your hand and you cover up Mac Jones from the waist up, you look at him and you say, he's got Brady's legs. He's got Brady legs.
Brady legs.
Brady legs. That's what he's got. He's got footwork like Brady. Oh, he drops it in the bucket like Brady. That is going to happen. I get it. But the pressure for Mac Jones to succeed, more of that should be on Bill Belichick. This is his decision. He picked Mac Jones. I don't care if he was pressured or if it was an obvious thing to do.
I mean, it's a hell of a test.
Mac Jones, and this is his plan to go forward to get the team back to, we'll say, relevancy.
Yeah.
Be a playoff team again.
See, I wonder if we're going to get a lot of J.J. Taylor and James White in this type of game. Because with the two corners they have two, like, number one corners. And what if they shut out your outside guys? Then it's like Myers, the two tight ends, and the back's got to win. So does Josh go into that game? Like, do we really want to challenge Xavier Howard? Do we really want to attack him? That dude picked off Brady how many times a game?
Okay, even when it's not Xavier Howard, they could run into this problem a lot.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, Bill's sitting there like saying, oh, we got to get these guys open. Man, they got to be open for the kid to hit him. If they're not open, I got to hit him. Yeah.
Do you think Bill or Josh McDaniels will factor in any pressure or nerves that Mac Jones is going to feel for game one?
Yes.
Which would mean they're going to make him hand off a bunch.
I don't think you're coming out going empty. You know, you're not coming out going empty. Hurry up.
But not just at that, just not coming out. I'd like for the whole game.
Get him, like, get his feet wet. Yeah. You want to get his feet wet.
What, you're talking about with the run game?
Just to get him in the game and get in the flow of the game.
Yeah, just him playing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the flow of the game.
Well, not only that, Belichick himself, despite being very short on a number of answers yesterday, did talk about the pressure that the Dolphins like to bring. The Dolphins like to get after quarterbacks. Brian Flores, in his 1 year as defensive coordinator here, liked to get after the quarterback, and it worked. And that's what he's done in Miami. And so Mac Jones could potentially be dealing with that. And this is, again, week one. It's a real game now. I know he played well in the preseason, and there's plenty to look at on tape from the preseason and say Mac Jones can really play. It will be different on Sunday. It will not be the same as the preseason, even playing against ones. It's a different speed when it gets real.
Yeah. I mean, I know he played at a high level in Alabama and all that. They had their little championship game. Then they went to the bowl game. It's different when it starts Saturday and they come in and, you know, say it's the number one CBS crew or Buck and Aikman are doing a game or Nance and Romo. You come in, you got to sit down with those guys and you're like, oh, wow, then you get to the stadium on game day and everything's just, it's just amped up a little bit more. You feel it. And you just wonder how much of that's going to consume him. That's the stuff I think they worry about, meaning you ask Bill or Josh, like, are they going to help tone that down for him? Yeah, I think you do have to factor that in. Because, I mean, he's reacted really well. It's preseason. Stadiums are half empty. You know, it's family crowds. This place is going to be amped up. They're going to be ready to go 4:30. So you want him to sort of ease him in, get him a good series or two, start it off, and then kind of open some things up. Once the nerves go, everybody has nerves. Trent Brown will have nerves. You know, Jonnu Smith, first game as a Patriot, he'll have nerves. Sometimes it doesn't always go smoothly when you bring all this newness into your offense and go out there and all 11 function and function well at the same time. Defense, you can make up for it. You could have a nut job like Judon. It's going to run around and make plays because that guy's a home wrecker. And maybe some other guy's not playing well on defense, and he'll make up for that. You can't do that on offense. It's got to be, you know, it's like he's Keith Lockhart, man, directing that band. Play the music. Make it sound good.
617-779-0985. Let's get to some of your calls. Nick is in the car today. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I was wondering if I know the running back situation, we got a strong core there, but I was wondering if you guys think that they're going to make a move for a wide receiver at some point during the season just because, you know, Aguilar and Bourne seem kind of shaky at best.
I think it's definitely a possibility. In fact, Chris Gasper,
we do this every year
on pregame, on Patriots Preview.
Heard this.
Driven by your New England Honda dealers. Catch that coming up on Sunday afternoon beginning at 1:30. Gasper said before the final preseason game that he had heard the Patriots were exploring the wide receiver market. So that was in the preseason that they were going to monitor maybe if there was going to be a veteran cut on cut down day or maybe potentially a guy being available in a deal, that they were all ears, which doesn't mean they're going to run out and make a trade tomorrow or they're going to make it a priority, but they're going to keep an eye on things at the receiver position. So I think at some point they're going to say, we could really use another guy.
You can be down there at the game?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're going to be doing it from the booth?
Oh, of course.
Nice.
Of course. The COVID rules have been eased enough.
Good.
That pregame.
Big enough booth.
Can be back. So I'm allowed back this year. I was not allowed to go to the games last year, but this year I am. I'm back. Yay. Excited. Chuck is in Ohio. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
I just want to say, I mean, everybody's talking the narrative that Mac Jones isn't going to have to really do that much this year because the Patriots have a really stout defense and the offense, I guess. They're making it sound like a well-oiled machine. Of course, I disagree. Anyways, if that's the case, suppose Mac Jones gets injured and Brian Hoyer comes in. You still predict winning 10, 11 games this year?
God, no. No, forget it. It's over. Brian Hoyer blows.
But if the team's that stout, they're making it sound like Mac Jones don't have to do anything. Mac Jones is going to play really, really well for the Patriots to win 10, 11 games. My opinion. Just my opinion.
Well, I think he has to play well. That's not an unreasonable thing to say. The guy has to play well. You're going to win double-digit games, even in a 17-game year.
Yeah.
You've got to play well.
Yeah, I mean, that's goes without saying, right? I mean, you got to function at a pretty high level. And the impressive thing with him is you're completing more than 75% of your passes. So that's functioning at a high level. And protect the football. Now don't throw early picks.
Okay, where does Mac Jones need to be in terms of how well he has to play, where he has to be in the league relative to the other quarterbacks in the league?
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like 13 to 16.
He's 16.
Right in there.
If Mac Jones is to have a amazing year and the team is going to go, as some have predicted, not me, I'm not predicting this. Others have said, oh, they could go 12-5. If they were to go 12-5, that means, in my mind, Mac Jones was flirting with being a top 10 quarterback in the league. And that would be amazing.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen, but I would just want him to be 15, 16, be right in the middle somewhere. And don't slip down to being a bottom third guy.
What was Brady in 01? Was he a top 10?
No.
No, I think he was middle of the pack. Was he was like a 28 touchdown, 12 pick guy.
It's an 11-5 team.
See, there's like seven guys making like $30 million or more. And he's not there. He's not top seven. So that next ranking, the Tannehill, the Jimmy Garoppolo crew, but if you can knock on a door of that crew, I think you're doing something. I think you're really doing something year one. I don't expect him to be top five, top seven quarterback, top 10 even. But you start knocking on the door of that crew, you know, the Tannehill who sort of resurrected Tennessee, Jimmy who's stable out there in San Francisco.
Yep.
Those guys making, what, 22 to 28 million right in there.
Do you know what Brady was in 2001 that was truly like an top of the league elite type of statistic? It wasn't going to be in touchdowns.
Completion percentage.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was accurate.
They set a record for passes thrown under 2 yards. Extensions of the running game. They called him Charlie Weiss. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Dump offs and screens and all these plays that they were running at the time.
Troy Brown time. Yeah.
Had to be a big part of what they did. That was what he was. He was accurate. And we raved about the accuracy by the end of that first year. Oh, this guy's accurate. Who cares? He can't throw the ball like Bledsoe can, but he gets it to the spot where it needs to be. That was what he was.
It was only 18-12.
Well, no, I said Bledsoe.
I know, but here we go. What was Brady?
Listen, T-Bone brought it in.
This kid's T-Bone a high percentage thrower.
That's what it was.
Sorry.
He was accurate. That's where he ranked.
It was only 18-12 touchdown to interception.
He didn't throw a lot of touchdowns. Well, 18 in 2001 was actually more than what it is now, but that's still not a lot. And how many games did he start?
14.
Yeah.
14 games played for 15.
We're not going to really count that 15th. I mean, it was the end of the game. It doesn't really matter. So 14. He played 14 games.
Yeah.
18 touchdowns in 14 games. So expectations for Mac Jones. We'll continue talking about that. How many touchdowns he needs to throw this year? How many we need to see out of him?
80.
Put a number on that yet?
80.
Do we want to limit his number of picks? Where does he need to be on the interceptions? Does he need to keep it out of the teens?
In the teens.
Eight to 11. 11's not a teen, nor 12.
What about 12? It's a de facto teen.
Do you know Felger had a defense for that? He actually met a mom at the, I guess, bus stop or school drop-off.
No, he talked to the principal at the elementary school.
They said 12's a teen. 12 is a teen. So he feels justified.
And then they hit him up for a donation to the school. Yeah, I'm sure that's how it went down.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, and Mr. Felger. Well said. You're doing a great service to the school children of this country. Along those same lines, do you have a moment? Boom. Hit him up.
If it was a teen, they'd call it 2-teen.
617-779-0985. Brady starts tonight against the Cowboys. It's the NFL opener. We'll get to that as well and more of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's so funny, no, so?
There really should be like a fee you could charge or pay to listen to our off-air show. That's some great content in between breaks.
Season starts tonight. You excited to see your boy Tom Brady?
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I heard Zoe's cutting
football. How excited?
I heard Zoe is so excited he's cutting football practice short so everyone can get ready.
We'll be there early. We'll be there half an hour earlier, but we're cutting it shorter for the kids to get home to see Tom play.
What time is practice supposed to end?
8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're ending at 7:30 to get home, get showered, get something to eat, get your schoolwork done.
To watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow, that's a lot of things to get done in an hour.
Well, I mean, they should be doing it before it's school, too, but my kid still has some
shower, eat, homework, Brady.
Sure. Get in the shower.
That's a lot. It's a very busy 55 minutes before
it's
kickoff.
It's a thing, man.
We're going to cook steaks.
In my house today, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I'm like, I don't know. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Katie may have a game.
Oh, but watch the game. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Like,
he wants wings. He wants wings from Parker's Pub. Honey barbecue.
You want to watch out-of-market football with me tonight?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Going to huddle around that small TV again tonight at the Zolak house.
I told you what, I went to BJ's yesterday. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on the 86.
Thinking about upgrading. Well, I mean, if there's a house that needs it, it's yours.
Yeah.
When you're sitting 40 feet away from the TV.
It's a big room.
Why don't you move the chair closer?
Oh, I'd love to do that. We play video games, we do that. We put the chairs right in front of the TV. And I'm like, it's literally like right here.
Like, so just leave it.
Yeah, leave it there.
No.
She won't let you?
That looks terrible. Two chairs are just right in front of the TV. You can't do that.
I think you need to move everything out of your house and start over again.
I do too.
And you know,
I'd love to do that.
Get someone with fresh eyes to go in there.
Did you ever walk down Jordan's, like walk through their rooms that are set up, and it's just like, Jesus, who puts this together? Like, give me this room.
Yeah, you can pay them to do that.
I know that, and I know what that would cost.
Probably a little more than the new TV you're going to need.
Oh, yeah.
You already do need.
Come on, no-hitter. Right. Come on, no-hitter.
Brady tonight begins his season, and it's all about title defense, and can Brady do it again, and can they repeat and go back-to-back?
I don't care about that stuff. I just want to see him come out of the gate and play well.
I guess, okay.
I know that's the narrative. Like, you know, we had Bert on yesterday. The national story is
right.
Ken.
Florio thinks it's the story of the season is that Ken Brady repeat.
I just think it's so unique they got all 22 starters back.
He was the last guy to do it. Is that overblown?
What?
That they have all their starters?
No, I don't think it's talked about enough.
It's one thing to say Brady's got all his receivers back,
now,
right? His receivers are all the same, or his offensive line has stayed intact, and you know they've.
Couldn't it be a negative?
I think it could.
Could. Sure could.
I think it absolutely could.
I bet that keeps him up at night worrying about it. Yeah, you know, we did it. Do they want to do it again? Like, I know he does, and he worries about do they know how to win. That was a big concern of his when he went down there. I don't know if they know how to win here or what it takes. And then once you win it, what it takes to get back.
Are there guys on that team that think, and Brady has admitted himself that after his first part of the run here in New England, the first half of the dynasty, if you will, winning 3 out of 4, he did not appreciate how hard it was to do what it is that he was doing. Right? Because all those years, I think he had something on this in Tom versus Time, all those years that went by where they did not win again. That they went a decade without doing it again after all that success early. Are there guys on that team that after winning once start thinking, oh, we're so good. We did it already. We're going to try and do it again. And we're good enough to do it. And they start sort of buying in on themselves. And
that's sort of that stretch too.
Thinking it's easier than it is.
Those personal accolades where he breaks records, you know, MVP, player of the week, how many times, you know. They just never got over that hump again. Remember that 7-minute drive to nowhere against the Jets at divisional round? Like, that team was stacked. They were ready to roll and go, and they just blew it divisional round.
Well, the guys that have done the repeating as quarterbacks, Brady obviously did it with the Patriots, as we just mentioned, 3 out of 4. He had back-to-back Super Bowl wins against Carolina and Philadelphia. Elway did it with the Broncos. Aikman did it with the Cowboys. Joe Montana did it with the 49ers. Those are the guys in modern time. I mean, if you want to go all the way back to the Steelers.
Steelers,
Terry
Bradshaw.
Yep. I mean, you can. I feel like that's a little bit of a different era.
That's a great era.
So, you've had quarterbacks in the quarterback-driven league since, we'll say, you know, the last 20 years. 20, if you want to call it 2000.
Yeah.
When the league started, maybe, and then probably post that, probably like 2005. So, the last 15 plus years where it's all about quarterbacks and all about throwing. Brady's the only guy who's been able to do that, to repeat and go back to back. And there's a lot of that about how he's going to try and do that.
It is amazing. Like how good Manning was, he didn't do it. You know, Marino all those years. Roethlisberger has been in the league for a long time, had early success. You know, those teams are Steeler teams are stacked most of the time. Never got close again like that, even attempting a repeat. Yeah.
All right, so I've got a thought on Brady because tonight is his 300th career start. No one has ever done that. No one's ever started 300 games before. He's in a class of his own. So a thought on the longevity of Tom Brady, a thought on tonight's game. You got a thought on this game tonight?
Oh, yeah.
On Cowboys-Buccaneers, a game-specific thought. I know you've got some of those, too. I see you waiting.
I do, too, and it's not good for the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. Oh. All right, next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a whole nother year. I don't think, you know, what we did, no one could take away from us. So in one way, you're not really defending it much. You know, it's kind of in the books and, you know, they can't take away what we've done. It's really just a whole nother year and experience. You know, we got a chance to go out and play the 2021 team, the best we possibly can.
Tom Brady getting ready for yet another season because the man just does not age. Not even a little bit. What's your thought on the games, though?
I worry about Dallas. As you guys know, I don't have HBO anymore, so I couldn't really watch Hard Knocks from start to finish, but I've watched clips of the shows. Oh, boy, Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, and they love themselves, some of their skill players. Like, they think their poo doesn't stink. Dak should be pretty good. You know, I think if you protect Dak, he'll be all right. He's going to keep you in games and that. I just don't think their defense is that good. They're missing a kid, one of their best linemen from COVID. I think they're going to get killed in this game. I do. I think Tampa's defense is going to smother them. I'm just saying that Tampa's going to go out and blow doors and look great on offense, but I see this game being like 24-7, 28-7, 31-10, something like that. But I think Dallas is going to get rolled.
I think they're a poorly coached team.
They are. It's evident. You could see it.
Well, I don't know that it was fully evident last year because, you know, when you lose your quarterback and you go 6-10.
It's like the owner's always around. His friends are always around. They always have people in and out of that. Like, where's the focus with that
team? Let's just be honest. They hired the guy because he went to Jerry's house and hung out and Jerry liked him.
Yeah.
And because they get along personally, he gets the gig.
Yeah. Probably told me I had a nice bus over there.
Right. Yeah. And he's happy to have a job again as a head coach in the NFL. Is what that comes down to.
I'd be thrilled to coach the Cowboys.
Yeah. Right.
Gets paid well, guaranteed money. I mean, live in Dallas.
Yeah. Big money.
Huge
big popular team. It's a premier gig on its surface, but
great facility.
The problem is you have to kiss Jerry Jones's backside.
He's so involved.
Constantly.
He is so involved.
That's what the gig requires, and he's willing to do it. It's why, you know, went to Jerry's house and they had that weekend together. He slept over. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's how he got the job.
Grandsons are always around Jerry. Like, I told you about this kid. Watch his kid play here.
Poorly coached. Dak Prescott in Hard Knocks looks just completely annoyed with everything there. As I said, I agree.
It seems like he doesn't fit there.
This is like Aikman all over again.
He doesn't fit there. He's better than what they give him. Now he's getting paid well. All right, they paid him, but like it's like you watch him and like I like him as a player. I really do. I think that I've talked to you about him since he came out of Mississippi State, fourth round pick. Big upside with this kid. You know, great legs, could throw, strong. Think he throws a hell of a ball off play action. He deserves better.
He's terrific. At some point, he's going to speak out in his career and say he's going to lose his mind and say, "Can we get an effing coach in here?"
Boy, did we blow it. We had some talented teams, really high end talented teams on offense, and we just blew it, man. Like, how many games did that guy throw for 300 or 400 and lose? Because you had to get in shootouts, but he'll get in a shootout with you.
How would you like to have their receivers right now on the Patriots? CeeDee Lamb,
Gallup,
and Amari Cooper. There's all kinds of talent there. All kinds of
Zeke
talent.
Is a running back.
They should be good. They won't be.
Right.
Mabel, sorry about that.
Hi, Mabel.
They should be good, but they won't be.
You guys have totally just bummed me out.
Well, I mean, you know it's reality, Mabel. I'm just calling it like we see it. Just watch Hard Knocks, you know? You sense it. Nothing's changed down there, Mabel. You know who runs the show.
I know. Well, maybe this year when we suck again, Jerry Jones may, I don't know, maybe get a coach in there one of these days. I don't know.
Bring Jason Garrett back.
Well, you've only been waiting. No. You've only been waiting since Jimmy Johnson, so I'm sure it's going to happen any day now.
Well, the fact that Martin's out is a blow, and the fact that Dak has not even played any preseason games, I just hope it's not embarrassing. That's all.
Dak will be all right. I don't worry about him.
I was going to say what your prediction is because nobody has picked the Cowboys, but clearly you guys are.
Oh, it's going
spot went up to eight.
Brady's going
to
roll him.
Yeah.
You mentioned protecting Dak, and she mentioned Zach Martin.
Yeah.
So
I mean, packed stadium tonight. We have one of our afternoon guys flying down to go to the game. He's doing live call-ins from there. Jim Murray
is. He's going to be calling in today from Tampa.
Live call-ins.
He's going to the game. He's very excited about it.
They have a sponsored look-in by Nissan.
Like, do they?
Yeah.
Excellent. They should. That's awesome.
We're carrying the game.
Tampa Tracker.
We have a game tonight on the Sports Hub?
Yep.
Good job, Louth.
All right.
Corporate Louth.
Corporate Louth for the win.
Attaboy, Jimmy.
That's good work.
And you guys make fun of me for ending practice early.
We're
carrying the game.
We got the game tonight.
NBC 10 is doing a one-hour pregame show, apparently.
I might have to get practice out earlier.
You know, various partners okay with that, I wonder?
I don't know. They let the guy go. That's on them. We're carrying Mac Jones's game on Sunday, yep. So everyone chill.
We'll be there.
We'll be at that one.
Yeah.
Zoe and I are going to go cover that one.
Bring you all live coverage.
Live coverage from Foxborough all day on Sunday.
Yeah, Drew Murray had to pay his own way down.
All right. Live call-ins from Tampa and the...
Murray's going to get
Hardy.
It's unbelievable.
Brady plays here. You remember those promos we used to run?
The station to hear Tom Brady.
Well, you can play it again today.
Play it today. Fire it up.
Play it again.
Brady plays here.
Tom Brady.
The only station for the local call of the game. 98.5, the sports hub.
I know, the hub. The hub.
You'd always have like an explosion sound effect after.
I saw Kelly out in the hallway like, hey, Kelly, how's the hub?
Does the dynasty begin on Sunday, the new dynasty, or what?
Tampa.
My thought on Brady tonight is he's starting his three. This is a big picture thought. 300th career regular season start. Yeah. He will now be the only guy to ever reach that mark in the history of the sport. No one's ever done that. Brady's going to do it tonight. They're fresh off a Super Bowl.
There are three players. There's three players that started their careers.
How long's the sport been around? You know?
There's three players that started their career after Brady started his, retired, sat the 5 years, and got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Like Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, and someone else. Who the hell is it? Is it Marvin Harrison? Might be Marvin Harrison.
What is the point you're making?
There's
three
players that started their careers after Brady started his.
Yes.
Retired, had a hell of a career,
yep.
Sat the 5 years, and got first ballot induction.
Ed Reed is one of them.
Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu is another.
Megatron.
And Megatron.
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson. He feels like he's been done for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, Brady's still playing.
He hated the sport so much. I can understand why. Hated playing for his employer.
No, he just hated the Lions.
I said his employer.
Yes. We get it, T-Bone.
So Brady is going to start regular season now, not even including playoffs.
Regular season,
which that means there's no advantage. You're not counting the playoff games. Not every player gets those opportunities. Regular season games, 300 is the number tonight. No one's ever done this before.
So he must be miles ahead in the total number of games category then, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's had more playoff appearances.
Tom Brady's played more football than anybody.
Yeah. I thought he was done in 2014.
Well, this would be my big picture thing.
He's washed up.
And that is, there is not, listen, there's no more, oh, you thought Brady was done? There's no more of that.
No.
No one gets to do that anymore. Nobody. And I'll tell you why. Nobody predicted this. There is not a human on the face of this planet that thought Brady would be where he is right now, starting his 300th regular season game.
You're crazy if you think you
No did. More
no,
blame.
You're insane.
Because no one thought this would be the case. Right. Nobody.
Not seriously, anyways.
No,
people
no one
joked
did.
About it.
No one did.
So that sick son of a bitch
No
is
one
what?
Thought this was possible.
44. He gets his pension at 55. Like, I retired at 32. You got to wait to 55 to get the pension. Then you get a percentage of every year you play. So your percentage of what your pension is going to be times the amount of years. And he's at 22.
Could you just back that
what
up?
What the hell is his effing pension going to be?
How like many more years until the pension kicks in for you?
Next year.
Oh.
2 years. 2 years. December of next year.
Well, which is it?
next year.
T-Bone wants to just get the exact date down when that kicks in.
Yeah, we got a while yet. Don't worry.
Do we? Like sounds like a year and change.
Year and change.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome for you.
Start the goodbye tour.
No. You can even defer and push it off and it even accrue more.
But you're right, Beetle. Nobody thought that. And Brady might say otherwise. There's no way Brady, at the start of his career, would ever dream that he would have this. And or even 5 years ago say, you're going to win a few more Super Bowls, including one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after things don't work out in New England and you finally leave there after 20 years and then go win it in your first year with another team. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Not only that, he's 44 years old, and it's not like, as we said, maybe going back 3 or 4 years, I could see Brady playing he wants to play until 45. I could see it. He may not be the best guy in the league still, but he'll probably, still be better than half the league? No.
He's
44, and he's still one of the best.
Here's the amazing thing,
he's fresh off the Super Bowl.
Just the way he's helped keep that thing assembled, after they won it in 1 year, and he's only been there a year. And I hear all this back and forth. Well, would you rather have Mac Jones and all the weapons you accrued and got it this offseason, or would you rather have Brady, but you'd have to pay him, and you wouldn't have the type of weapons that Mac has? And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You go back and look at Brady's offense. Look at him. Okay, so Brady's at 25, 26. Godwin's making 12. Mike Evans is making 11. Gronk's making 9. O.J. Howard's making 8. Look at the amount of money. They still got Scotty. But all their guys are making money. Then look at all the stuff they re-umped on defense. Why couldn't he stay here and still paid everybody? How would your salary cap be so much more screwed up than what's going on in Tampa?
I don't know. Why don't you ask?
Like, Tampa has the weapons, and they pay them.
How's Bill the next time you see him?
Like, the thought is, well, Brady could have stayed, but he wouldn't have the weapons here. Why? Even if you keep him at 25, 25 is the magic number. You know? 25.
I think we've learned by now that the problems went way beyond just who was playing wide receiver in weapons. It was part of the equation. It may have been what led Brady down this road at some point. That really he had enough.
Yeah, I think they both had enough. Yeah. There's no doubt. It takes two to tango.
Are they giving away tickets on 96.9 or the country station or something today? What's going on with the phones?
They were pissed yesterday that
we destroyed them yesterday. Are they returning the favor today?
Shot across the bow.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it's not anyone's fault. I'm not taking a shot at them. I'm asking, are they returning the favor?
Is it frozen?
It's all frozen. It's been frozen the entire show.
Maybe they're giving away, like, Luke Bryan signed 8x10 picks or something.
It works for 20-second increments, and then it freezes for 5 minutes.
We see the phones. We just can't grab them.
I see there are calls there. I would like to speak to the people. I can't.
The people want to talk.
Can't do it.
Want to take a call?
No, I want to get to the headlines.
We're going
to
do a headline, then we'll take calls.
And then we'll try and figure this out so we can take the calls right after the headlines. There are no commercials.
It's 1 o'clock, Tom.
Right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.